I picture Gordon
yes
as like a Victorian child in Victorian clothing.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Hate Spinnerbait, the podcast where we hate spinnerbait but we love a home renovation show. The Three Flip Sisters. I'm tuning in every time.
I'm tuning in.
Truly, we do really love a home renovation show. So I'm with Mimi on that. Anyhow, it is I, Bethany, a little slap happy, everyone, so please bear with me. With me, as always, is Michael Ann. Michael Ann, how are you doing? The horrors persist, but other than the horrors, how are you doing overall?
Besides the horrors, I'm alive? Question mark.
That's a plus. I'm gonna say yay to that. That's a good one. Yeah, solid. Mm-hmm. Solid on being alive.
But I'm good. I'm good. Otherwise, yeah. I'm not dramatic.
Yeah, I've never had a dramatic day in my life. Very normal things. I'm very normal. No, definitely not. I'm not normal, but it's fine. Because we love little weirdos here on Hate Spinnerbait. We hate Spinnerbait, but we love little weirdos. A friend of ours recently pointed out that, like, if you Google Hate Spinnerbait, like, we're basically the first thing that comes up, and that's wild to me. And I understand that we would be, I guess, but that also doesn't compute in my brain.
It's crazy.
That's very crazy. And like, I'm like, what? My little podcast? So that's crazy. I'm glad that we are synonymous with Hate Spinner. Again, how many people are Googling Hate Spinnerbait on average? Not many. Not many, to be honest. So I don't know how much it helps us that we're the first thing that pops up, but still flattering. That's, you know, it's still nice. Okay, we are here today to discuss the rest of the story. Again, we are recording, we are posting episodes. Again, we don't have a super strict schedule, but we're trying to get them out weekly or as close to weekly as possible. Every other week, bear with us, the horrors. When we post, you'll know. If you follow us on Instagram, you will never miss an episode. If you subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, you'll never miss an episode. So just do that and it'll show up for you when it shows up for you. And as always, thank you for being patient with us. And be patient with yourselves because, like we said, the horrors persist. So anyways, with that said, the rest of the story is this. That's a weird title to like then have to say.
The rest of the story is this.
Is this.
Okay.
Okay. So we time traveled last week back to the before times, the wonderful times of 2019. And we also started reading the rest of the story where we're introduced to our main character, which is Emma, sometimes known as Sailor. She's technically, her full name is Emma Sailor. Her dad is a dentist, which does make me think of that One Direction song. They're like, say your daddy was a dentist. I told you I was like that.
I'm sorry. There's a One Direction song that has lyrics about
it's in Best Song Ever. The reason, I know this because I'm familiar with the song, but the reason that it sticks with me is there are two songs that we play like a lot of pop music, like Spotify pop music or whatever, at work. Again, to reiterate for anyone who doesn't know, I work in dentistry. And it's very funny to me when, like, dentist things, sometimes they put the movie Finding Nemo on, and that's funny to me because I'm like, this is kind of weird and meta. Like, there's, like, a kid being scared of the dentist in this movie. I don't know if this is good for us. Maybe we shouldn't watch this. But also, there's that Vance Joy song that's like, I was scared of dentists and the dog. And it's like, anytime I'm at work and that comes on, that's funny to me. And then when Best Song Ever comes on, because he's like, said your daddy was a dentist. It cracks me up. Something about like it says like something that said about like having a dirty mouth, and it's like, said your daddy was a dentist or whatever. I don't know. I can't remember the exact lyric, but I know that's in there. And it's very random. So it sticks with me. And when it comes on at work, I always think it's a little funny. So, yes. That's your fun fact of the day. All those directioners out there, y'all know. Y'all know about best song ever. So, there you go. Hope y'all enjoyed that reference. We don't usually record on Thursdays. And to be clear, Thursdays is one of the days that I have to wake up pretty early. So, yeah, I apologize, everyone. But by the time I get to the evening, I, like, don't know anything. I've lived what feels like 5 days in the span of one day. So, yeah, bear with me. But anyways, so yes, her dad's a dentist. He's marrying another dentist. They're married in dental love. Cute. They're going off on a honeymoon, sailing, because they're sailors. That's how she got her middle name. And her grandma, Nana, I think is what they call her, is who she's lived with for a while with her dad because of the divorce and then all that. So anyways, she is also going off. So she has to stay with someone this summer, right? Because she has no one to watch her. And they'll be gone for weeks. They'll be gone for most of the summer. Trigger warning before we discuss this part. Her mom did die of an overdose. Her mom was an addict. And unfortunately, she did pass away due to that. So again, trigger warning for anyone who doesn't want to listen to a book discussing in the chapters we are discussing today, which is 3 through 5. There are some mentions of it. So just want everyone to take care of themselves. If that's something you don't want to listen to today or ever, we understand. Anyways, with that said, I guess we should dive into chapter 3. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do it. Chapter 3. So many characters in these chapters that I was I need a flow chart. I need a visual aid.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Okay. Chapter 3, middle of the night, phone calls are never good news. Bridget is calling her to say her grandpa had a stroke and they all have to go to wherever they have to go to be with grandpa. So that means that she has nowhere to go. So after much debate, much confusion, they fully decide that she's going to go stay with her mother's family in North Lake. Lake North. North Lake.
May I just say, I understand, I guess because you're gone like all summer, like her dad being like you haven't seen this other grandma in forever, but you're like so determined for her to stay with an adult that you rather go stay with someone who you're not really sure about. I mean, yes, he knows her, obviously. No, you haven't seen her in years. You don't know what she's like anymore. Then have your 17-year-old stay alone. I don't know. Again, I'm not a parent. But I was like, she seems like a responsible kid. She's close to 18, which is when people go off on their own. I understand. Like, again, 17 is super, super young.
But 3 weeks is a long time.
Yeah, and 3 weeks is a long time. But I was like, wow, should they really... it makes sense to me to like know that she has some kind of support, like God forbid if, you know, something happens. But I was like, you haven't seen this woman in years and you're going to call her up and be like, hey, I know this is short notice, but can my kid come stay with you for 3 weeks?
Starting today.
Yeah. Starting right now.
Dad is a little hesitant though. Probably because of the history and the non-history, because they haven't seen them in so long. Yeah. Dad is like lightly warning her, like, they're different. It's not like here. But then she gets to, I almost said the farm. They're not on a farm.
She's going to the farm.
She's going to the farm.
Lakehouse Farms, it's all the same.
Exactly. Oh my god, my brain just went to like 4 different places and not one of them was about this book. Okay. Let me say something that is about this book though.
Hit me with it.
This is another example of Dessen using like classism as like a
point. 100%.
Because Lake North is just where the rich people are. They changed the name so that it wasn't associated with where the regular people were.
Mm-hmm. Rich people. Am I right?
Am I right? Oh, yeah. Then we get this. We get one of those sentences that makes you go, ugh. But also, like, that's because of the times, the current times. It's not because of, like, well, I guess... Anyway, whatever. It says, he said, when this place was first settled. Ooh.
No.
Ooh. Don't like that. A billionaire from New York discovered it. Who do you think that's based on?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
There's not a lot of people there. She doesn't see a lot of cars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He tells her to stay out of Lake North, I think. Right?
Yeah. He's kind of like, he's not like, don't go cross the train tracks, girl. But it's like, he's kind of like, don't associate with those people.
Right. So then they get to Mimi's motel. She is starting to like remember things in a way. Things are looking familiar. Mimi is obviously a fantastic old woman with a tie-dye t-shirt.
Yes.
Who is just wonderful and needs the AC cranked all the way up. And you know what, girl? Same.
So apparently this side of the family like calls her Sailor, which we did know that her mom called her Sailor. So it's like, oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yes. Yes. And she keeps being like, it's Emma. But I think we're gonna see a change.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she pulls out, Mimi pulls out an old photo of when Emma was there the last time, when she was 4 or 5.
Yes,
4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
There is Trinity. Oh, Trinity. Do we know Trinity yet?
In like the Sarah Dessen universe or in this book?
Yeah.
No, we do not know.
In this book.
Oh, this is our first introduction to her, but we're going to get more of her in the next couple of chapters.
Okay, so she says that's Trinity, who would have been 9, Bailey, she'd be 4 then also, and Rue and Jackie, who despite the age difference might as well have been twins. Rue, another fun name from Miss Dessen.
Yes, you know, if Sarah's going to do... 2 things. 1, that man's gonna have a loping walk. 2, the main love interest in a book is gonna have a fun name. It's gonna have a fun name. She's getting us with that every time.
Every time. And then she's like, and then there's you. And she's like, oh gosh. She says, she's like looking at the picture. She says, and finally me in a brown suit with a green giraffe. And the pigtails and home cut bangs I recognized from other shots of the same period. I was the only one who was smiling. It was the weirdest feeling, so foreign and familiar, all at once, seeing my own face in a place I didn't recall. Yeah, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be trippy.
That
it's
is fucking
so
trippy.
Trippy. To, like, have not seen your grandma since basically before you could remember. Because, again, like, your memory at 4 is not impeccable. And then go back as a teenager and, like, again, like, I don't know, to, like, not have had a relationship with them this whole time. And also, like, the added layer, of course, like, your connection to her is your mother and your mother's no longer there. Like, mm-hmm. The whole thing is just very, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of layers to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So then... she brings up how the last time she ended up extending her stay because mom got sick, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
They just said quote on quote. That's not what it is.
That's not how it works.
Quote unquote. It's quote unquote, people.
But it was so close.
We were almost there. So we meet Mimi's husband, Matthew. Nope, we don't.
Nope.
We
meet. That is Matthew. Husband is a different name.
We meet Mimi's husband, Oxford. Another name.
Yeah, I was like, that's another interesting. That's a unique name. Oxford.
Dad is surprised, and she's like, oh yeah, my other husband died several years ago. She's like, oh god, we had no idea. She's like, well, okay, good relationship I see here.
Yeah.
So Mimi walks her over to the house. They see the girl, the pregnant girl who's cleaning rooms again. She basically says that all of these motels and houses are rented by the same people every single year. Reservations are passed down generations. It sounds fun.
Yes. I like want to go here. I'm like, right? Again, I don't really like summer, but I like read Sarah Dessen books and I read this and I'm like, oh, so like I'm like getting nostalgia for summer and like kind of excited for it. But I know when it gets here, I'm going to be like, this is miserable. I hate this time of year, actually.
It's so hot. It's so is hot. The problem.
It's so miserable. Like, it's just hot and terrible. And again, at least like when you were younger, you had off. And so like, that's why you looked forward to it. But now it's just hot and miserable and I'm working. So what fun exactly. is there? There's exactly. more bugs. Ugh. No,
ugh. Ugh. So she gets put in her mom's old bedroom. The view out the window is like she like recognizes it from her mom's stories. It captures the lake in perfect frame. Straight out ahead, I could see a floating platform, a motorboat tethered to it. To the right, there were the motels and more docks. And to the far left, there was a whole other town of large houses, hotels, and other newer construction. So that's Lake North.
Fucking snobs. I like the conversation she has with her dad in this.
Yeah.
Before he leaves, about the boating. And I like that she says, is this like a drug talk but aquatic? I think that's a great line.
That is a great line. Oh yeah, he's like, that's what he warns her against. Don't get on a boat.
Yes.
Especially with someone who is drinking.
Yeah, don't drink and boat. Which, honestly, sage advice, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like people don't think about drinking and, like, maneuvering. Like, nobody's, like, I don't know. It just seems like it would be more normalized to, like, get drunk and drive a boat. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it shouldn't be because it's
no.
very dangerous. Maybe even more dangerous because you're just like in water and drowning is so easy to do, unfortunately.
And scary.
Very scary. It's very scary.
Yeah. No, fam. Mm-mm. Don't do it. Don't drink and boat.
Don't drink and boat.
Do you think any of our listeners have boats?
No, because I don't think a lot of our listeners are Republicans. And as we all know, usually Republicans
they go hand in hand.
Boats. And this is why I'm not a boater, because I don't hang out with Republicans.
Yeah.
So I'll never get to go on a boat.
I don't care for boats enough to want one. No. My aunt had one when I was growing up. My best friend's dad had one, so I got to experience.
Yeah, nothing about it is appealing to me, honestly. People are like, oh, my friend's got a boat, we're on the boat, and I'm like, that actually sounds miserable. But you do you. I'm sorry for anyone who likes boating who's listening to that. I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum, but for me that sounds like my personal hell. I like a big boat, like a cruise ship kind of situation I can get down with, because you're not really, it's not a boat, like you're in like a whole hotel, casino, restaurants, whatever, you know.
That's like, even worse to me.
Oh, cruises are worse? I can get down with a cruise. I didn't know if I would be a cruise person. I've only been on one, but I wasn't sure. And then I didn't, and I was like, I'll get down with this.
I don't think we have any business being in the ocean that deep.
Yeah, okay. The ocean freaks me out a lot.
I just want to stay on land, mind my own business, let those creatures do what those creatures are going to do.
Yeah, I don't need
let that water be the water that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I will stay firmly over here.
Over here on dry land, as I was intended to do. Yeah, I don't. Open water freaks, water in general freaks me out. Boats, it's nothing about that is fun. Yeah. No. Don't like it. My hair's in my face. It's salty.
Trapped.
Yeah, you're trapped. That is people that have like weddings or proms on boats couldn't be me. I can't come and go as I want to at this wedding reception. Nah, I'm not coming. Sorry.
No. We had a school dance on a boat.
Yeah.
Not like a boat. I mean, it was definitely a boat that moved or whatever, but it was like specifically for that purpose. And we just did like a little drive around Boston Harbor and then parked.
I mean, very scenic, but yeah, I don't like it. I can get down with a ferry because it's just taking me from like dry land to dry land. And then I can just like enjoy.
Yes. 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 Oh, you're frozen. Is it me? You're back. Were you frozen or were you just sitting there completely still? That was crazy.
Sorry, my mom texted me, and so I was like deep in thought looking at it. And then, yeah, okay. Ooh, all right.
Oh, jeez.
I'm thriving. Okay. I was not frozen. I don't think I was just looking at my mom's text message. Hold on,
you definitely weren't frozen. I was like, when you moved, I was like, whoa.
Jump scare. And now she's gonna hear this. And mom, I'm responding because yes, because you always have to respond to mom. Jackie,
mm-hmm.
We love you, girl.
Shout out to mom Jackie, and shout out to Spotify Jackie.
Yeah, Spotify always. Jackie. We also always love you. We love hearing from you very much so. Yes, Spotify Jackie. You are a real MVP. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually one of the things in my joys is about another Jackie who's an MVP. So just some about Jackies. They're good people.
Jackies are good people.
Yeah, that's what we have clearly determined here on Hate Spinner Mate. Welcome to Hate Spinner Mate, the podcast where we hate Spinner Mate, but we love Jackies.
We love Jackies.
We love them. Yes. Okay. We told you they're two tangents.
Trying to think of any Jackies.
That's like not likable.
That I know. It, like, really? That's not a very common name.
No. I mean, obviously it used to be more common for a little bit. Like my mom's generation. But yeah, I actually don't know that many Jackies. Like,
I think I only, like, only one is coming to my mind right now.
Yeah.
From my childhood.
Yeah. I knew probably like one or two growing up. Mike's family friends, there's a Jackie. So I still like know her. But yeah, not a lot of Jackies.
Not a lot of Jackies.
With you. Yeah. But,
Well, we should probably read.
Yeah. All right. Chapter 30. Yes. The boat discussion. Also, I like this is another one of my favorite things about the Sarah Dessen universe is what she's going to use for like something that exists in our universe, but she doesn't want to call by name.
Yes.
So like Yumi.com, stuff like this. So we get a new one, which is basically like Uber, I'm assuming, because she says, I'll take the bus or use Get There. And I was like, oh, we got our ride share in the Dessen universe and it's called Get There. These please me so much. Every time they pop up, I'm like, yes. I love knowing what the new, like, thing is going to be. So, Get There appears to be the rideshare service of the Sarah Dessen universe.
She does not want to learn to drive. She does not want to drive. She has no interest in driving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is so interesting. And you know what? We shouldn't have to drive.
Yeah.
Because we should be able to live in walkable communities.
Amen. Speaking, I'm going to go, sorry, we literally just got off a tangent, but speaking of the name Jackie, my grandpa, well, sorry, speaking of Jackie's, my mom, who is a Jackie, did not get her driver's license until she was like 19. She didn't have an interest in it either. So when I read this, it reminded me of my mom. And my grandpa, Jack, who kind of like, in a sense, my mom is sort of named, well, not like really, shoops, but whatever. But also not Jackie O. My grandma would like that to be known. May she rest in peace, Sylvia. We love you. She was very upset that everyone assumed, because my mom was born, that she was named for Jackie, like Jackie Kennedy. And she was like, no, it's not my name. I just like the name Jacqueline. But anyways, my grandpa, Jack, never got a driver's license in his life, ever. Never drove. My grandma had 5 children, and she had to drive herself back and forth to the hospital while she was in labor and postpartum. What a warrior. But also, I respect my grandpa for sticking to his guns. He was like, there are too many crazy people on the road. I don't need to be added to that.
You know what? Fair.
Yeah. So he never drove, never got a license, which is wild to me because of the country we live in, which is unfortunately not walkable whatsoever.
Not whatsoever.
And like, kudos to you, Grandpa.
Kudos to you, Grandpa. Matthew slash dad notices that everything is the exact same in the house except for a toaster. And then he says bye and leaves.
Yeah.
And
he's got a honeymoon to get to.
Yes. As Emma says, go sail, honey, that moon.
which I do like. I'm not going to wish all my newlywed friends, go honey, that moon.
Yes. Yeah. So what's she doing? So she she starts walking back to the house after saying bye to dad, and Tiffany is still giving her like a stink eye, and she is kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Weird vibes from Tiffany.
Isn't it Trinity? Or is it? We're so good at this.
I literally just said her name, Tiffany. I literally just said it. Immediately switched to Tiffany. Why?
I don't know. It felt appropriate. I would also like to tell you all, okay, this is the thing about Michael Ann, when she was like, I didn't read this chapter that long ago and I can't remember. But here's the problem with Michael Ann, which not is a problem, but something that truly amazes me, because the other day she's talking to me, right? And she's like, I'm listening to this really good mystery right now. I love mysteries. I'm also reading one. And I'm like, how the fuck? Like, how are you? I'm like, how are you listening to one audiobook, reading another one? Right before we came to record, she was reading a different book, which she also read this. Like, I can't in my brain, like, yes, obviously I can read a dozen book and like, because we, you know, read a little chapter at a time. Yeah. And also a lot of them I've read before, and read another thing. But when you told me that you literally were listening to one mystery and reading another one simultaneously, and I was like, I would lose track of which plot is which. I like, no, I couldn't do that.
I always have an audiobook on rotation.
That is wild. And it's not the book you are currently, like, you'll be reading one book and then have a different audiobook.
It's a different book. Yeah.
That is absolutely wild to me, and I salute you, you crazy bean, for doing that. But yes, if you're ever wondering why she's like Trinity, Tiffany, blah blah blah, know that that's what's going on in her brain.
You're right. Very true.
This is why. Yes. Okay. That was chapter 3.
That was chapter 3.
Chapter 4. Tiffany, Trinity. All right, whatever. There is so many characters, honestly, in these like next chapter or two that like, bear with us, everyone. Okay. Well, shit is how chapter 4 opens. And that's honestly how I feel pretty much every day I wake up. Yes. Well, shit. It's just how we all are opening up our eyes lately these days. So she wakes up, she had like laid down and she thought it was like gonna be a quick little nipper napper, but then it was like 3:30 in the afternoon. We've all been there. And she wakes up to like the sound of a conversation, which clearly sounds like a kid talking to an adult. She could hear, she could make out Mimi's a voice and another like adult's voice or whatever. And someone is trying to make Gordon a sandwich. Gordon is a girl, which kind of surprised me. Again, Gordon. Another unique name, but I'm here for it, I guess. So we're about to be introduced to her aunt, basically, and also pop soda, which apparently her mom used to always drink. And she was like, oh, I didn't know, like, it's a generic Diet Coke, and it's, like, really syrupy or whatever. And she's like, oh, I thought, like, only my mother was, like, the drink that, but apparently this is where she gets it from. So, yes, we get to meet the aunt, and we get to meet Gordon, which Gordon is not the aunt's kid. It's, like, her, what does she say?
It's her niece, I think.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's right. Yes, because her mom is, like, down in Florida or something. But, yes, so she meets her aunt, and her aunt, of course, like, which, again, I was like, did Mimi, like, prepare these people that, like,
definitely not.
She was coming because none of them seemed remotely prepared. And, of course, she has, like, a whole, like, emotional moment because, like, that was her sister's kid and her sister has passed away and she hasn't seen this kid in forever. And she's like, oh, my God, like, you look just like I swear I saw a ghost, basically. Gordon is Emma's cousin.
Mama's your cousin Amber from my daddy's side.
Yes, there we go. And I was right. She is in Florida now. Of course, I remembered it because mm-hmm. Florida.
You know what else?
Yes.
If I may. You know what else Sarah Dessen loves? She loves an autistic kid.
She does love an autistic kid. That's so true. And I love that, mm-hmm. honestly. Yes.
And for some reason, and I can't explain it.
Yes.
But I picture Gordon
yes.
as like a Victorian child in Victorian clothing. I don't know why.
Mimi's over here in her cutoffs and her tie-dye short and Gordon. Like a Victorian ghost child. Like the little.
It doesn't make any sense. I can't stop.
I need it to be known that for the rest of this book, anytime Gordon appears, that is a whole picturing her. Can someone listen? I don't think anyone has ever made fan art for our podcast ever. But if anyone is artistic, Michaelanne is artistic. But no, I want a listener. If any of our listeners is artistic, my mother should probably be my mother. Could you please make us a Gordon, a little version of Gordon who's a Victorian child? Yeah. It would mean everything to me. Thank you so much. If you make it, tag us, show us, let us know.
Send us a printed copy, yes, please
send us a printed. I will hang it up in my house, no lie, if you make this happen. This is my everything. Yes, I love that. Yeah, Gordon is super autistic and I love that for her. She's a little reader. She's like 100%. I was picking up what her vibes. I could read doing anything back in the day. At my sister's basketball game, reading. Yeah. Eating, yeah. Reading. I love that. She's a little nugget. Our little Victorian child. We love her so much. So yes. She talks about she's like, feels like she's not doing anything. Like, again, the whole situation is really weird. She's seeing a bunch of family she, like, doesn't even know about or hasn't seen in a really long time. And she just took, like, a 4-hour depression nap. Again, girl, we've all been there. And so she wakes up and she's like, please, like, let me help. Like, you cooked. Like, let me clean. Like, let me do something. And she says she just, like, feels, you know, like the weirdo cousin or something. She's doing some thinking while washing dishes. And she says she decides to spend her time at Northlake as kind of organizing. So she goes ahead and starts like a family tree in like a basically like a notebook or whatever when she goes upstairs. And honestly, girl, again, I would like a visualization of this. Sarah could have done us a solid and put a printed version of this family tree in this book because, yeah, so she's like mm-hmm. Mimi and Joe up at the top and then Celeste and Waverly. So obviously Waverly is her mom or under. Celeste is her aunt. And then she's like, here's, you know, Trinity, Jack, Bailey. Those are all, you know, my cousins or whatever, like her first cousins. And she's like, I have no idea who Celeste, like, had these kids with. I don't know if she has a husband, anything like that. So yeah, so she starts the family tree because, again, there's a lot of people to meet and she wants to kind of organize and group them so she can kind of understand, which makes sense. She hears a sound in the distance, and then there's a girl in a yellow bikini who jumps out on the phone, and then she hears
jumps out of what?
This episode has everything. Victorian children. Quote. What? I can't remember what you said. Quote. Quote and quote. I don't even know.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote. Quote unquote. References to One Direction songs that talk about dentists. This is, oh my God. Whew. Sometimes you just need a laugh, y'all. You just need. I told you this was not going to be my best, everyone. I warned y'all that I'm unhinged today. What does she jump out of? I don't know. I'm just saying. A car? I don't know. A window?
No, she's on the lake in a boat.
Yes, she's. Okay, it was like she was on the dock. I don't know. I think she also had the boat. Because again, they're boat people. Don't drink and boat, though. Okay, that is important.
Don't drink and boat.
Don't drink and boat. So yes, she's on the phone, and then she hears a guy who sounds about her age by the sound of it. Which, like, yeah, I guess you can kind of tell someone your age, but I was like, that's also very intuitive. I guess he sounds like a teenage boy, so she knows. But anyways, so he's talking to someone named Taylor. Mrs. Jack, which is, her, again, one of her cousins. Mimi immediately starts, like, you know, trying to talk to him. But he's talking to what sounds like his jealous girlfriend. So that's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. So then she sees. Sorry, I might just sneeze really loudly.
I'm still thinking about her jumping out.
Same, to be honest. Oh my God, I'm crying. So yeah, more of the God. Jack stuff. We can hear stuff. You get the gist of that.
Oh my God.
We're doing great. Okay. This is where we learn about Mimi's obsession with a home reno show, which I love. Yes. Obviously. She does get a text from Tracy, who again is off at this camp, and
Ryan.
It's Ryan, because I know it's Ryan, because we discussed that we liked her name.
We are crushing it.
Tracy is her new stepmom, and that's the line above Ryan's name, and I just saw it and I said no one's gonna be able to listen. Jackie on Spotify, I look forward to your comment on this episode, because we are not thriving. I'm so sorry to everyone. Okay, Ryan, who is her friend, who is away at camp. Tracy is her stepmom. I'm telling you, there's so many names in these chapters.
There are.
So she's texting with Ryan, and she says that, you know, she's like checking in on everyone, and she's like, oh my God, like, what's going on? She, you know, obviously Emma updates her on the whole Bridget situation, and she's like, is he okay? Blah, blah. They have a whole text exchange, the huge. She's like, yep, now I'm here with my other grandma, which again is crazy. And so there they are on the couch, just enjoying, you know, some good old fashion reno shows. And Jack comes down, and she's all like, Mimi's like, didn't you hear me? And he's like, I was taking a shower, it's being a teen boy, you know. And she's like, well, say hello to your cousin Sailor, which again, this is a lot for people. And she basically asks him, like, hey, go introduce her to people, like, go introduce her to people your age. And he's all like, yeah, I don't know. And then, of course, Emma's all like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't want to, like, impose on anyone. Like, she already feels like such an imposition. And inevitably, though, she's like, yeah, okay, like, let's go or whatever. And because basically Jack's like, do you really want to watch that? And I would be like, yeah, I actually would like to sit here and just watch this home run up. That sounds way more exciting than whatever you're doing, to be honest.
Let me know when you get back.
Yeah, let me know when you get back, by all means. Then we can catch up on lost time. And yeah, so the chapter ends with her heading off with Jack to go get the lay of the land, to go meet people, and hopefully not call people the wrong name as much as we do here on this podcast.
Yeah, I've noticed in these chapters that Sailor slash Emma Sailor, is like always concerned about feeling like a burden.
Yes, that seems to be a big hang up for her, which
yes,
is very intriguing. Can't wait to unpack that some more.
Yes. Okay. So chapter 5, girl in the yellow bikini sees them when they get up to the raft. She calls him Jackie, which I was like, why did you call him Jackie? He's like, only me calls me Jackie. And we find out that the girl in the yellow bikini is Taylor.
Yep.
She is... where are we?
Also, I love that she's already broken her dad's first advice. Like, don't be boating. What's the first thing she does day one? Gets on a mother effing boat.
Gets on a boat. And it's like, you don't know. Are they drinking? Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. You don't know Jack from Adam.
Exactly.
It's because he's your cousin. Doesn't mean, you know.
Yeah, he introduces her. She's like, this is Emma. Emma meets Rue, who has a cowlick in the back of his head. Yes.
Boy, same. I feel you.
And Taylor is like, are you seriously showing up here in front of my eyeballs with another girl? And he's like, dude, it's my cousin. And she's like, we need to talk. So they go and have one of those. They're one of those couples that makes everyone uncomfortable.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah. You know? I was like, oh yikes, they're one of those.
Mm-hmm. A boy. Oh, Bailey's also there, which is her cousin who's the same age as her.
Yes. We like Bailey. She seems like good people.
Yes. Yes. And a rich boy pulls up on his rich boy boat.
Don't like this. Bad news.
And Bailey runs over to him and they're flirting and she's like, Emma's like, is that your boyfriend? Is that her boyfriend? She's like, not yet. So yeah. Oh yeah, everyone's like, oh my god, you're Waverly's daughter? Like everyone like kind of like everyone knows her, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Rue is like very shocked to hear this news that she is Waverly's daughter. He's just like staring at her like, whoa. But this whole time they're trying to come up with like a plan for what to do that night. They decide they're going to these places. They all leave.
That's a great summary of that. Yeah, that's pretty much is it.
And Bailey leaves with the rich guy. They go home and they eat dinner. Nom nom nom. It sounds so good, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like starving. I've eaten dinner, but I'm like starving.
The food sounds so good.
But I would need more food. Yeah, Bailey gets a lecture from her mom about hanging out with Yacht Boy. And she's like, they're not all bad. Famous last words, babe.
Oh my god, yes, girl. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's not gonna end well.
She's like, Celeste is like, you know what I'm worried about? We all know what happened when Waverly. And then she gets kicked under the table. And it's very awkward for everybody because everybody knows that what that situation was.
Yeah.
So then we find out when she actually left the raft with Rue because Jack had to stay behind and talk to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And during this boat ride, he's like, I'm sorry about your mom. And she's like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. She and my dad were friends in high school. She asks, does he still live here? Rue pauses and he says, oh, no, not anymore. I live with my mom. He points to his house. It's a very small area. How many people live here? I guess like a lot of people will rent their houses out for the summer for like money.
Right.
Money. Oh God, we have more fucking people here, dude.
It's so many people.
Like, okay, so Celeste, last name is Blackwood. Her ex-husband, Silas, runs the boatyard and gas station. So there's them, too, I guess. He says, Silas, Celeste, my dad, my mom, and yours all went to high school together. There's only one. They all go to the same high school. She's like, wow, this is kind of a lot of information. I didn't realize I was going to get all this information. And this is when Rue says, you need to start asking people their five sentences. Mm. So their five sentences is basically like an elevator pitch of who you are as a person, I suppose.
Yes.
All the major facts you would need to know. So his are born and bred here in North Lake, high school senior this fall, work multiple jobs, want to go to journalism school, allergic to shellfish. She says, wow, didn't see that shellfish part coming. That was funny. So her five sentences are that she's from Lakeview, also about to be a high school senior. Her mom grew up on the lake, but this is her first visit. And I once came as a kid, but I don't really remember. And Rue says, facts and intrigue. Now you'll need something random and memorable. And she's like, people don't really get my humor. And I feel like she would have made a dead mom joke there. And then they could have had a dead parent lol fest. But not really, because they don't really know. Anyway.
Not yet, anyways. But she's about
to. Not yet. She's like, I read the obituaries every day. That's like his last, that's like her last thing. Trinity approaches when they get back to Mimi's, and she's like, Rue, she's not looking at Emma at all. She looks miserable, as always. She says, Mimi wants you to stay for dinner. Trinity has like no fucking interest in Emma at all. Rue is going to find Bailey. Emma was like going to go with him, but then Trinity was like, she should really go help with dinner. Now I was a she. Mimi said to tell her so. So like now she's like, no, I'm hanging out with Rue. Thanks. Bye. So outright hatred right away, which is crazy.
I'm like, what is going on? Like, what do you have against poor Emma? Like, I'm confused, Trinity. Confused?
I know. I'm dying to know.
Yeah. I need to unpack that.
So Mimi asks her how the raft was, and Bailey's like, oh yeah, Taylor got up in her face. they're crazy. Celeste is like, it's not easy to disconnect from someone in a place this small. And Bailey's like, yes, you married and divorced the same man twice. She's like, Celeste is like, it was crazy to see you and Rue walking in together. You guys were so close as kids. You guys were like frickin' frack, best friends. And she doesn't remember that at all, but Celeste is like, it's so cute. And then she's like, of course, this leads to her thinking about Waverly and Chris. And this is when we find out that Chris also, oh no, he did not overdose. He died in a boating accident before she was born. So that, a boating accident.
Yep.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So now she's like, oh shit, I asked him if his dad was local. Good God. And they're like, you didn't know. It's okay. No worries.
Also, I'm wondering, so, like, her dad must have known, like, again, if Waverly and Chris were really good friends, and obviously her dad met her mom, like, on the summer whenever. And I was like, oh, he probably knew him. And, like, of course, I was like, yeah, there's a whole story there. They were a group of friends. Yeah. One of the friends dies in a boating accident. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. So all clicking into place.
Yes. I'm very interested to see where this goes.
Yeah.
So Mimi is like, you should go out with the kids tonight. And Emma's like, nah, dog. Emma and Bailey exchange phone numbers. And she said, across the table, Mimi was watching us, but I couldn't read her expression. Half sad, half sad, half happy. All hard to explain. Like, she was seeing something I wouldn't have even from the same vantage point. It's like she's seeing her daughters together again.
Mm.
Poor Mimi.
Oh no, poor Mimi.
Can't imagine that situation. Jesus Christ. So then she goes to her room and she updates the tree and the family tree. And Bailey and Trinity are downstairs getting ready in the kitchen. Apparently their bedroom is the front porch. And Jack is on the phone, probably talking to Taylor. And she falls asleep. Yeah. It was those who were not there that filled my mind. Rue, because of his dead dad. My mom in the same room. Chris in the frick to her frack. Chris gone as well. The past was always present in its way, and you can't help but remember, even if you can't remember at all. Deep.
That is deep.
Deep. Deep. So that's chapter 6, friends.
Yes.
That's chapter 6, friends.
That's... yeah, that's where we're at. For this reading, we'll be back with probably about 3 more chapters or so. I'll just take a look and see what they are, but I would say probably about 3 to 4 chapters. But yes, we're introduced to so many people. It is very interesting, the connection, like her mom and Rue's dad are very close. They're obviously, sadly, both no longer with us. Her and Rue, apparently, that one summer that she was there when they were really little, again, the frick to her frack. and now they might be reconnecting. Dying to know what's going on with Trinity/Tiffany. Love little Gordon, obviously our favorite little Victorian child. And yes, I need a diagram of this family tree because it is very hard to keep everyone on track. But I'm sure obviously as we read, we'll start kind of figuring it out. But yes, lots of intrigue. The lake's holding some mysteries, and I'm intrigued to unpack this family dynamic and all the relationship dynamics, past and present. So yeah,
yeah,
good stuff. Before we part with y'all, we've implemented that we are going to leave each episode with a little bit of joy. I think we had some joy tonight. We were from our insanity, from our like slap happiness. Hope it brought a chuckle to some of y'all and some joy to you all. Michael Ann, what is bringing you joy today, this week? You know, in general, what is sparking joy for you right now?
The book I'm reading is really good.
Yeah.
It's called Where the Sleeping Girls Lie.
Okay.
And something else that was bringing me joy, but shall I? I shall. There is a TV show called Welcome to Plathville.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the Duggars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a family who lives on a farm who's ultra religious, quiverful, those kinds of people.
Yeah.
All their kids are all homeschooled. There's like 10 of them and they're all fucking idiots because I don't know what the fuck she's teaching them, but like they have the fine motor skills of like toddlers. Like it's just insane. But basically at the beginning of the show, the oldest son has gotten married and the family immediately starts hating the wife. And then we kind of learn more about like all the other members of the family. However, it was enjoyable for a little bit. I'm on season 6 now and it's not as fun, I will say, because 2020 has happened. Sheltered white boys from Georgia are going a certain direction. Misogyny became a main character at on chapter five season 5, but it was bringing me joy, and so is my book and my dogs and new love is blind.
Yes, new love is blind. Oh man, love is blind. Always a good time. That's beautiful. I love that. Things that are bringing me joy. First and foremost, I'm going to say the Winter Olympics, but more specifically,
yes,
Coach Jackie's coverage of the Winter Olympics. I love her content always. She does content. You can find her on like Instagram or whatever. She does stuff about women's sports and she is always a delight. One of my favorite series she does is she gay or is she just a woman athlete? And they're always so funny and so good. But she also, you know, she does the more serious content. Like that one's like in good nature and good fun. But she's been keeping me up to date on all the good things that are happening in women's sports in the Winter Olympics, because obviously we all have full-time jobs and we can't watch every single second of content. So she lets me know all the highlights every day and cute little videos. So I enjoy that. She's delightful. And yeah, I'm a sucker for the Winter Olympics. I'm a sucker for Olympics in general. And I know it's like kind of weird because it's like, oh, USA, but also like these athletes worked really hard. Again, I'm just rooting for everyone. Like I'm just rooting for people's dreams to come true. You know, like it's not like specifically America or whatever. Like I'm just rooting for everyone to go out there and have a good time. But something about the Winter Olympics I always gravitate toward just because it's absolutely batshit insane to me. Like the things that they do. Like Summer Olympics, I'm like, I can watch people running at home. I can watch people swimming at home. Again, not to discredit them. They're very talented athletes. But like those are things we're all more familiar with, I think. But someone just like yeeting themselves off a mountain going like 90 miles per hour or whatever on skis, crazy to me. Like all of these things are so like deadly. I don't know. It's crazy. And I'm like, how did you get into this? Why did you get into this? Were your parents okay with you getting into this sport? Insane. So kudos to all of you. I hope all of your dreams come true. And what else am I bringing joy? I got a new couch and it's bright, sunshiny yellow. So I'm just bringing a little sunshine into my living room, bringing a pop of color. That's bringing me joy. I did like a whole little like living room makeover, which was needed. And my parents are coming to visit. So that's bringing me joy because I love them and that will be delightful. And the last thing I want to discuss with you all, also kind of Winter Olympics coded in a weird way because Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir are on the season. Is the Traitors. I have finally jumped on the Traitors bandwagon. Yes. It is everything. I would watch it for Alan Cumming alone with his great wardrobe and his accent and his overall aura, which is fantastic. But also it's just, it's so silly and good. And again, the season was a little weird because of certain things like the Secret Traitor. I'm still not up to date. I'm slowly but surely tracking my way through these episodes. But it's so good. It's so good.
I need you to tell me when you watch the episode with the banquet.
Okay, the banquet episode. Oh, I'm excited. The banquet episode. So excited. So yeah, it's just been, it's been so good. It's been such a great, like, turn your brain off show for me. It's delightful. I love all the, like, silly, like, I just love that if someone pisses you off, you're a traitor. We're voting for you to get banned. Like, half of their rhyme and reasons are like enough. Like, some people are like trying to strategically play the game, and other people are just like, this person pissed me off today, and I love it. It's so good. So yeah, that's fantastic. And yeah, those are the things that are bringing me joy. I hope everyone is finding joy in their lives. Don't forget, I'm waiting patiently for Victorian Child fan art. Someone please, please hook us up with that. I will be so happy. Yeah, again, we'll be back soon. No exact date. But yeah. We'll be back soon with some more of this story. And some more of the story, the rest of this story. But not literally the rest of the story. But the next two chapters of that novel. And the countdown begins, y'all. Like, New Destin is coming so soon. Like, that's crazy. So excited for that. Yeah. I think that's all I got to say. Everyone, take care of yourselves. It's crazy dark times. Find joy where you can. And, yeah, be well. Be well.
Be well.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we do not want to play that. No, end recording.